This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
James, do you want to start us off? Brian, first half seemed to start really well, really positive, but second half was a completely different story. What do you think happened in the second half?
Absolutely. This is the Premier League. You have to be ready for the whole game. I thought the first half we played a very good match. Probably had a few opportunities to score, maybe a couple more, a couple of openings. But yeah, of course, the second half the intensity dropped, and we got punished. It's the Premier League. You have to expect that. So very, very, very disappointed with the second half performance.
And that's 62 goals conceded in the Premier League this season. Last season, defensively, one of the strongest in the league. What's been the big difference you've seen this season?
I'm not too sure. Obviously, we're conceding a lot of goals for different reasons. But I thought today we showed a lot of courage in the first half. We were brave. We played a very good match with the ball, but the second half, you know, I thought the intensity dropped quite a lot, which I think is understandable to a certain extent because we've been probably working a different way for such a long time, and we just needed to take our opportunities when they come in the first half. The second half, they really took theirs. It's the same thing again. I think maybe they had three or four shots on target and they scored three goals. So difficult to take.
No,
he waves at the crowd every season. I remember sitting here 2 years ago and you guys were convinced he was leaving, saying the same thing. It's the last home game of the season, so he wants to show his appreciation to the support that he's received and we've all received this season. Like I said, maybe a combination of different things. Like I say, we probably were asking them to do something they haven't done for a while in terms of having a higher line and being a little bit more front foot. And I think to do that for 90, 95 minutes, you probably need to train it for a consistent amount of time, which we haven't had. But I thought there was lots of positives in the first half. I certainly took a lot of positives. I know we will see the result, absolutely, because that is ultimately what it's all about. But if I look at the first half and the courage, the intensity, the bravery that we played with and without the ball, I thought it was a very positive first half. But yeah, like I say again, it's not just one half of football. You have to do it for a whole game.
Right, Dejan Kulusevski playing more of a number 10 role to start with. He's always said that's his more favoured role. Do you see long term that being more of a role for him?
I'm not sure. I think he can operate probably central and on the right side very well. We wanted to bring some pace in Danjuma today and have two players high and wide and sort of threatening behind as much as possible. And we got in the pocket so many times with Harry and Decky in that first half and created quite a few openings. They made some crucial blocks. I think their keeper in the second half made a couple of good saves as well. But yeah, Decky's a player that we like. Want him to add more goals to his game, absolutely, but he's young and I think he'll be important for this club going forward.
Brian, you're a Tottenham man. For it must hurt a lot to see a lack of honour with so many empty seats and fans left.
Of course, it's understandable. because of how this probably the second two thirds of the season have gone on and off the pitch. But ultimately, we know that the fans will be there next season. This club will keep moving forward, and we need to. Now's the time. We need to be stronger than ever. Believe in what we're going to do. Commit to it. Have people that are committed to it. And then, like I always say, I think in football things can change very quickly, and the energy can change quickly.
What needs to happen so that in 12 months' time the Lackawanna is in full house and is, the season to be proud of?
I think these conversations, there's many different conversations that need to happen. But ultimately, I think I've probably said it quite a bit, that we need to commit to something and be consistent with it, and then have people, staff, players here who are committed to it too, and then I think that transfers to everyone else, and that's what we need to do, I think.
Okay, thanks guys. Thank you.
Cheers.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.